Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in Great Britain, and he's traveled widely in Eurasia. And I want to focus now on what I've learned in these last days about Russia and how it is struggling through the conflict centered in Ukraine. But we now see, after the NATO meeting of late June, it is vastly across the European landscape, from the Baltic Sea to the Black Sea and on, because the conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh between Armenia and Azerbaijan, the conflict in Taiwan between the People's Republic of China and Taiwan and Japan and the United States, all that is part of NATO's writ now as it conducts the war in Ukraine, crossing the border into Russia. Anatole, I spoke to a young woman, Lubov Sobol, who represents a YouTube channel associated with Alexei Navalny's party, Future of Russia Party. These are the dissenters. We know that Navalny has been condemned for many years for his activities, according to the Kremlin. However, what I learned from speaking to this young attorney, who's now in California, she has arrest warrants out for her if she were to return to Russia for her dissension. What I learned is that the young people of Russia are in despair. I have facts, but they don't speak to despair. The contraction of the Russian economy this year is perhaps as much as 7, 8, 15%. I get different numbers. It doesn't mean anything. We're talking about a severe recession or even a depression, and it will continue into next year. We're talking about limiting people's horizons for their lifetime. You have very good information out of Russia. Is this conversation going on around the kitchen table right now? What are we to do for my son, my daughter, my grandchildren, if the economy continues to contract in this fashion?
Well, yes, it is. But on the other hand, I mean, don't forget that this lady, you know, represents the opposition. So she obviously has a, you know, an interest in portraying things as being as dire as possible. I mean, so far, the Russian economy has not declined as much as many people predicted. How things will go in future are not entirely clear. Of course, especially if Russia does cut off its gas supplies to Europe without finding adequate markets for them elsewhere. And of course, for gas dependent on pipelines, that's very difficult. I mean, I think an interest, perhaps the most interesting point here is that Putin has not yet dared to call for full mobilization. He has said that this is now, you know, a war by the United States and the West against Russia, but he has not used that as an excuse, you know, to launch, well, to do all the things that the Ukrainians have done, to launch full conscription, you know, recall previous classes of conscripts, fully mobilize the economy for war. And what that indicates, I think, is a deep worry on the part of the Russian government that if called upon to make really great sacrifices, you know, and send very large numbers of their children to fight and very likely die in Ukraine, that in fact the nationalist consensus behind this war in Russia would crack, that you would have much, much more opposition to the regime. But of course, the question is, given the way that, you know, Russia is now under pressure from Ukrainian counterattacks in Ukraine, how long Putin can avoid doing this?
And the debate in Moscow, we just have 30 seconds here. The debate in Moscow, does it turn on mobilization? Is that talked about?
Well, there is no public debate in Moscow. The government has everything completely screwed down. But from what I gather behind the scenes in the government, yes, there are serious discussions about whether Russia will need full mobilization. But of course, there also, as I said, deep worries about this.
Another word for mobilization is escalation. Do you agree, Anatole? We have before us a dark decision. If Russia mobilizes, that's escalation. And everything we've said so far gets profoundly worse. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. NATO is enjoined in a vast canvas from Taiwan to Finland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.